Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, member by Avram Goldhar, and today we're Masechus Ksubis, Daf Nun Hey, the fifth parak off Al Pi. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. The Zichud Masechus Ksubis program has been generously sponsored as a schuz for Hachazachas Torah. So the three daps we're going to focus on, number one, the Gemara presents four machlokas in between the academies of Pumadisa and Mas Machasya. The first machlokas was regarding the Ksubis Benin Dechrin. In Pumadisa, they say, well, Tarpum Meshavde, it's not collected from property that has a lien on it. Years from Tanan, for their text of the Mishnah reads, regarding the Ksuba's being in the Kareen, that the male children will inherit the money of the Ksuba above what they share with their brothers. Rashi explains that an inheritance is not collected from sold properties. But those in Mas Machasya say, Tarpum Meshavde, it is collected from a lien property that's been sold by their father. Yispun Tanan, for their version reads regarding the Ksuba's Benin Dechrin, they will take the money of your Ksuba above what they share with their brothers. Rashi explains that taking is a lesson of a collection of a debt. Therefore, the Ksuba's Benin Dechrin can be collected from lien properties sold by their father during his lifetime. The Gemara concludes that the halacha is like those in Pumadisa, and the Ksuba's Benin Dechrin cannot be collected for property sold during the father's lifetime. Pointing to the fourth machlokas between the academies of Pumadisa and Mas Machasya is regarding the following. If one said to Edim, Kismu Chismu Bahavule, write and sign a document and give it to him, which Rashi explains to mean that he's giving some land to a certain recipient, Kanumene, if the Edim perform a kinyan with the donor on behalf of the recipient, both the academies agree that it's not necessary for the Edim to consult with him before giving it to the recipient to see if he changed his mind, since a formal act of transfer was done. They disagree where there was no kinyan done. In Pumadisa, they said it's not necessary to consult with him before giving the document to the recipient, whereas those in Mas Machasya say it is necessary for the Edim to ask the donor if he has had a change of mind. The Gemara concludes that it is necessary to ask the donor before delivering the document to the recipient. And point number three, it was stated, Matnas Tri Meira Shekasu Ba Kinyan, regarding a gift of a person on his deathbed, in which it was also written that the gift was given with a kinyan. In the Beis Midrash of Rav, they said in the name of Rav, the sick person who has done this has made his gift ride on two horses, but Shmuel said, I do not know how to decide about what he had done. The Gemara explains what Rav meant is that he gave his gift two powers, that he made his gift like the gift of a healthy person and like the gift of someone on their sickbed. It's like a gift of a healthy person so that if he gets better, he cannot retract the gift. And he made his gift in the form of a gift of someone on their deathbed, which Rashi explains means that he had written in the document the form of a sick bed gift, using the clause, as he lay sick in bed. So it has the power of a shchimira gift. If he said, my loan, referring to a debt owed to him, is to be given to so-and-so, the loan is transferred to him. Shmuel said he did not know how to judge this case. Shemuel gamar haknosa el bishtar. For perhaps the sick person only had in mind to effect the transfer through the kinyan suitor with the shtar, and a kinyan suitor with the shtar cannot effect the transfer after death. The Gemara brought this case to refute an earlier Havamina that Rav does not go basu umtana after assessing a person's intent. It is clear from here that Rav does assess a person's intent. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara presents four machlokasim between the academies of Pumadisa and Mas Machasya. The first machlokas was regarding the Ksuba's Benin Dechrin. In Pumadisa, they say, well, Tarpum Meshavde, it's not collected from property that has a lien on it. Years from Tanan, for their text of the Mishnah reads regarding the Ksuba's Benin Dechrin that the male children will inherit the money of the Ksuba above what they share with their brothers. Rashi explains that an inheritance is not collected from sold properties. But those in Mas Machasya say, Tarpum Meshavde, it is collected from a lien property that's been sold by their father. Yispun Tanan, for their version reads regarding the Ksuba's Benin Dechrin, they will take the money of your Ksuba above what they share with their brothers. Rashi explains that taking is a lesson of a collection of a debt. Therefore, the Ksuba's Benin Dechrin can be collected from lien properties sold by their father during his lifetime. The Gemara concludes that the halacha is like those in Pumadisa, and the Ksuba's Benin Dechrin cannot be collected for property sold during the father's lifetime. Pointing to the fourth machlokas between the academies of Pumadisa and Mas Machasya is regarding the following. If one said to Edim, Kismu Chismu Bahavule, write and sign a document and give it to him, which Rashi explains to mean that he's giving some land to a certain recipient, Kanumene, if the Edim perform a kinyan with the donor on behalf of the recipient, both the academies agree that it's not necessary for the Edim to consult with him before giving it to the recipient to see if he changed his mind, since a formal act of transfer was done. They disagree where there was no kinyan done. In Pupandisa, they said it's not necessary to consult with him before giving the document to the recipient, whereas those in Masmachasya say it is necessary for the aidim to ask the donor if he has had a change of mind. The Gemara concludes that it is necessary to ask the donor before delivering the document to the recipient. And point number three, it was stated, Matnas Tchi Meira Shekasu Ba Kinyan, regarding a gift of a person on his deathbed, in which it was also written that the gift was given with a kinyan. In the Beis Midrash of Rav, they said in the name of Rav, the sick person who has done this has made his gift ride on two horses, but Shmuel said, I do not know how to decide about what he had done. The Gemara explains, what Rav meant is that he gave his gift two powers, that he made his gift like the gift of a healthy person and like the gift of someone on their sickbed. It's like a gift of a healthy person so that if he gets better, he cannot retract the gift. And he made his gift in the form of a gift of someone on their deathbed, which Rashi explains means that he had written in the document the form of a sick bed gift, using the clause, as he lay sick in bed. So it has the power of a shchimira gift. If he said, my loan, referring to a debt owed to him, is to be given to so-and-so, the loan is transferred to him. Shmuel said he did not know how to judge this case. Shemuel gamar haknosa el bishtar. For perhaps the sick person only had in mind to effect the transfer through the kinyan suitor with the shtar, and a kinyan suitor with the shtar cannot effect the transfer after death. The Gemara brought this case to refute an earlier havamina that Rav does not go basu umtana after assessing a person's intent. It is clear from here that Rav does assess a person's intent. All right, so now we go to our siman daf nun hey, and our standard siman is a speed limit sign of 55 miles per hour. So here goes. The man pulled over for speeding on his way to Masmachasya, where he intended to collect his ksubas benin dechrin from sold properties, try to buy off the cop by telling witnesses kisvu v'chismu v'havule, writing him over the field that he received as a present from a shchimira, who also gave it to him with a kinyan. Once again, in slow motion. The man pulled over for speeding. Speeding? That must be one daf nun hey. Speed limit sign of 55. The man pulled over for speeding on his way to Masmachasya, where he intended to collect his ksubas benin dechrin from sold properties, which reminds us, it's a machlokes between the academies of Pukmedisa and Masmachasya whether a ksubas benin dechrin can be collected from lien properties sold by the father. In Pupandisa, they say they cannot be collected, since they understand the ksubas benin dechrin is a form of inheritance, whereas in Masmachasya, they say they can collect it, since a ksubas benin dechrin is a collection of a debt. So the man pulled over speeding on his way to Masmachasya, where he intended to collect his ksubas benin dechrin from sold properties, tried to buy off the cop by telling witnesses kisvu v'chismu v'havule, which reminds us the fourth machlokes between the academies of Pupandisa and Masmachasya is regarding the following. If one said to witnesses kisvu v'chismu v'havule, write and sign a document and give it to him, which Rashi explains to mean that he's giving some land to a certain recipient, they disagree where there was no kinyan done. In Pupandisa, they said that it's not necessary to consult with him before giving the document to the recipient, whereas those Masmachasya say that it is necessary for the witnesses to ask the donor if he has had a change of mind. The Gemara concludes that it is necessary to ask the donor before delivering the document to the recipient. So the man pulled over for speeding on his way to Masmachasya, where he intended to collect his ksubas benin dechrin from sold properties, try to buy off the cop by telling witnesses kisvu v'chismu v'havule, writing him over the field that he received as a present from a shchimira, who also gave it to him with a kinyan, which reminds us, it was stated matnas shchimira shekasuba kinyan regarding a gift of a person on his deathbed, in which it was also written that the gift was given with a kinyan. Rav holds that he gave his gift with two powers, that he made his gift like the gift of a healthy person and like the gift of a shchimira. Each has a benefit. Shmuel said he didn't know how to judge this case. Shemel gamro haknosa el bishtar ve'ein shtar lacher misa. For perhaps the sick person only had mind to effect the transfer to the kinyan suitor with a shtar, and a kinyan suitor with a shtar cannot effect the transfer after death. So once again, the man pulled over for speeding on his way to Masmachasya, where he intended to collect his ksubas benin dechrin from sold properties, try to buy off the cop by telling witnesses kisvu v'chismu v'havule, writing him over the field that he received as a present from a shchimira, who also gave it to him with a kinyan. All right, so that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.